visiting today with new Pleasantville head baseball coach Luke Adrian. Coach, you want to just kind of start off our conversation talking a little bit about kind of what was this process like to you now, of course, taking over for former coach Sheldon Card and stepping into this now new head coach role?
It's been a new process for me. I have been on the staff for 4 years, so I kind of got to learn under Sheldon and been involved in the program, so I kind of got a good idea how it was run. So it's kind of just trying to step in and keep it going as it has been going. Obviously, Sheldon's ran a program that's been very successful, so just trying to keep the wheels on and keep it moving forward.
Yeah, do you feel like, you know, since you were on the staff for 4 years, like you mentioned, that that's going to make the transition maybe a little bit smoother since you kind of know how the program has operated and you know a lot of the players, of course?
Yeah, I feel that will help a lot. I mean, like you said, I know the players. I've been around a lot of the players for a long time. Being in the program under Sheldon, yeah, I know how the program runs. The kids know how it runs. So hopefully it's a smooth transition forward.
You know, to step into a guy, we mentioned Sheldon before, but stepping into a role, you know, he was an excellent and very well-known and very successful head coach. You know, what are some, just a couple of things maybe that you learned from him that is really stick with you and take over?
Yeah, like you said, he was a well-known coach around here, and it was honestly a pleasure to be able to work under him and learn under him from just different things that he does that, from how he runs practices and the way he teaches the game, the right way to play the game with respect and respecting the game. Just stuff like that is, you know, was awesome in my experience to be able to learn under him.
You know, high school baseball in the state of Iowa is obviously, it's quite the grind. You're playing a ton of games in like a 7-week-ish window. You know, what, as a coach, kind of how do you feel that that's a little bit different than if you were to say to be a head coach for football or basketball or something else? Because baseball, it's just so busy.
It is. It's a short, long season, I suppose, if that makes any sense, with a short amount of time and a lot of games packed in there. Just kind of out of nowhere, be able to pay attention to your kids and your arms and how they're feeling that day, and it's a lot. And luckily we have some pretty good depth, I think, this year, which will help. But yeah, it's just it's a grind, and you know, you got to keep them in it mentally more than anything to stay mentally tough and grind through the things when you're not 100%. So it's a challenge.
You know, a lot of your, obviously a head coach can't have much hands-on with players in the off season, besides maybe a few practices, if I remember that right. But you know, of course, a lot of kids on your team play other athletes or whatever. You know, what are some things that they are able to do in the off season to kind of prepare for when May rolls around?
Baseball, we could start throwing in January. So we actually had our first throw last this week. And at that point, we're just allowed to, you know, pitchers, catchers, throwing. Come the first week in March, we're allowed 10 hitting dates with our team that we can use in March and April. And then there's also we're allowed 5 practice dates. So there are a lot of things that we're allowed to do once we get closer to the season. But it's a lot for the kids, so it's hard to be on a balance with them playing other sports and trying to get them in there to get some throwing in to get our arm in shape. And it's tough on the kids, and it's kind of, like you said, the grind already starts then. So it's kind of a balancing act just to get kids home, you know, when they get to school at 7:30 and you're trying to get them home before 7:30 at night or 8 o'clock at night. So it can be a balancing act and a grind, but we do get good opportunities to work with them. So
sometimes they, a new head coach, they don't always enter into the best situation. But for you, you know, this is a team that's coming off a state tournament berth last season, and also a team that has a lot of young talent, you know, and a lot of players. If you look at Braylon Bingham or Braden Kennedy or Taylor Jones and different guys like that, you know, you have a really solid young roster still in front of you as a first-year head coach. What kind of benefit does that give you?
It's obvious. Any coach will tell you that if you got talent, that helps a lot. But we are losing some 4 seniors that were crucial in our run last year. They were leaders on and off the field for us. But like you said, we do have a lot of young talent experience coming back. So, yeah, it's going to be it's hopefully fun, but it's also a challenge. Then, you know, as young kids come up, and do they get complacent, and can we keep the fire burning on them? So, I'm looking forward to it. Yeah, and it's like you said, and if you have the talent, that kind of helps. So,
you know, and when you step in, obviously you're a different person than Sheldon. You're your own coach. He was his own coach. What are a couple key, like, major coaching philosophies you would love to kind of, you know, if they weren't there already, help continue to implement with the program?
Like I mentioned earlier, just the respect of the game and playing the game the right way. Playing hard, aggressive, and that stuff that Sheldon preached all along. And I think if you play the game the right way, when you get to the end of the season or the end of the game, you might not get the result, but by the end of the season, you're going to be happy with how the game or the season went. If you play the game the right way, wins and losses, you might not get to your final goal, but if you can get to the end of the season and feel like you played the game hard and played it the right way, then you've taught the kids something.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time visiting with me, and, you know, looking forward to you stepping in as that new role at as Pleasantville's coach.
Thank you. I appreciate your coverage, and go Trojans.